My invitation this week for each and every one of you is to stand in your magnificence and set the intention to heal whatever imbalance might be present in your body at the moment and causing you discomfort, pain, agony, or worry. We're going to basically run through the steps of self-healing. Parkinson's recovery, in large part, is all about identifying many, many specialties and therapies and approaches and programs that are helping individuals with the symptoms of Parkinson's get incredible relief from their symptoms. I'm a firm believer that we get in places where we can't get unstuck unless we actually ask for help from somebody else, some therapist, some therapy, some approach that can finally unlock us from whatever stuck place we might be in. Well, that's not the purpose of the work today. The work today, you will stand alone in your magnificence and essentially using your intention, do a self-healing on yourself. Nothing else is required other than literally being present to yourself. No medical doctors, no naturopaths, no physical therapists, no exercise routines or exercise equipment, no nutritional supplements. Literally, all you need at this point for this particular exercise is yourself and the ability to listen to the guidance that I'm about to offer to you. You may be wondering, well, is this going to really help me? And I have to, of course, tell you in all honesty, I don't have a clue. I'm just inventing this now. I'm just creating this now. So pretty obviously, we don't have any research evidence to see whether or not it really helps people. I do know, however, that new experiences, no matter what they are, help people build new neural networks. They help systems relate to one another in the body. So I'm convinced that what I'm about to do will offer compelling support and help and relief from your symptoms. Set that intention for yourself. Realize that oftentimes we hold the energy, and I'm holding my hand up now if you could see me, that I can't do it by myself. I've got to get help. The energy that I'm going to offer you today, the thought form that I think is most powerful and is conducive to self-healing, is the thought form, I have all that I need within myself to heal whatever imbalances might be present in my body. So get ready for what I think you're going to find is going to be a quite fascinating trip. And it'll be a new experience, and it will be clearly trippy in the sense that I know none of you have ever actually processed through a self-healing experience as you are about to engage. So set the intention for whatever imbalance, pain, discomfort, agony in your body that is present now to come back into full balance, and set your intention to launch into a self-healing journey now that will take about 25 or 30 minutes. So settle in. Clearly you're in a place where you can hear this particular meditation, whether it's on an MP3 player or through your computer. It's going to be best that you don't listen to this particular exercise while doing exercise or walking, and you'll find out why when we get into it, since it's going to require quite a bit of focus and concentration on your part. Oh, take a slow, deep breath, however deep and however slow is appropriate for you in the moment. No need for forcing. No need to feel as though you have to do it in a certain way. No offer of trying to judge yourself, as we all do. Just literally take in a breath, hold it for about 3 seconds this second time, and at the end of 3 seconds, let the breath out. And of course, what you're doing is you're settling into a different space, since what we've done for the first several minutes is to give an introduction to what is going to be an experience of self-healing that actually places you into a highly altered place where we're going to be spinning out certain frequencies that will be conducive to helping your body come back into full balance. Know in your heart and in your soul that healing is always possible in the body, that the body knows how it heals itself, that you have access to all that you need in order to be able to help your body do what it knows how to do best, and that is to serve your best and highest good. Another slow breath in, hold it for 3 seconds, and a slow breath out. For this particular exercise, I again invite you to create an imaginary flashlight, which will be helpful and conducive to what about you are to create and manifest. So allow the flashlight to be as large or small as you wish, but also create a flashlight that has enough power, enough battery power, to be able to lighten up a large area. And now, with your intention, I'd like to invite you, in a very safe place now, to make yourself smaller, since we are going to be going into your body. So at this first stage, just make yourself about half the size that you are now so that you can get used to what it feels like to being a bit smaller. And of course, obviously, this is all in your imagination using your intention. And now half the size that you physically are, so you're literally leaving your physical body now to be in a different energetic space. Just observe your body and recall your experience from earlier in the day, earlier in the week. What place in your body are you drawn to notice now as you are now looking at your physical body? Where are you drawn to? Now, this is not a big analytic question. It's literally as you're looking at yourself, half the size that you actually are, where are you drawn to? Are you drawn to your head, to your chest, to your belly, to your right knee, to your left toe? Where are you drawn to as you look at your body right now? What place calls out to you in your body that may be, for whatever reason, tight, uncomfortable, in pain, achy? What calls out to you now in your body at the present moment? Your ears, your mouth, your throat, your eyes, your nose, your shoulders. It could be any place on your body. So just look it over. And as you're scanning your body, observe if you keep being called to look at a particular place on your body. If you kind of get stuck there every time you do a scan. Center now in to that particular place on your body. Be clear exactly where it is and how large the area exists. It could be a very targeted area, or it could be much larger, such as an elbow, a thigh, a hip, or it could be very, very focused in terms of where you would like to focus your healing work today. Having now identified the place that you would like to target your healing work today on yourself, move and proceed to make yourself smaller than half your physical size. As you shrink yourself down as if you are turning back the clock in time and becoming shorter, smaller, weighing less, going back in time such that the years are spinning back to when you were a small child and an infant and a baby in embryo. Going back in time when you are smaller and smaller and smaller, maintaining all of who you are, all of your brilliance, all your essence, all of your abilities, all of your knowledge, all of your knowing, but making yourself very, 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 very small indeed. Having now shrunk yourself down with your imagination, we're going to skip inside your body using a most magical technique. Those of you who are familiar with the television program Star Trek will know how to do this very, very well. You're going to beam yourself into your body. So just imagine that the universe has a magical way of being able to literally dissolve who you are at this very microscopic level and beam yourself in to your body in the place that you are called to do the self-healing work on now. So, beam yourself into your body now. Holding your flashlight. And reappear. Rematerialize yourself. What you may notice as you've just materialized yourself inside your body is there is a great deal of space inside your body. There's much more space and openness than there is tissue, muscle, bone, blood. So there's plenty of place inside for you to locate yourself. So look around wherever you are. You may see very clearly what there is to see, or you may just have a sensation of what it feels like to be in that place in your body. We all have ways of getting information that come through different senses. So allow whatever way that needs to be for you to come through. And for many people, the sensations come through symbolically, so you may not actually be seeing what it looks like inside that place in your body, though for many of you, it will. You'll actually now see what it looks like where you are now positioned inside your body in the place where you'd like now to do the work of self-healing. Wherever you find yourself now, since you're going to be there for just a bit, do you need a chair to sit on? If so, simply materialize a chair so that you can sit down. But if you feel like it's just as well for you to stand up, then forget the chair. And as you're now located in this very specific place, please look around and observe what is present now in the place where you are now positioned. Look at the tissues and ask yourself, what's here? What am I seeing? What am I sensing? What's going on now with these tissues? And get that information. Whatever it is, just ask yourself, what's going on now with these tissues, with these muscles, with these ligaments, with these neurons, with the blood flow? What's going on here right now in your body? And as you're observing, you may be noticing that there is repair work that may be necessary. Take a glance at the neural networks, at the neurons. is there sufficient myelin sheath around those neurons or not? Or is it perhaps torn or too thin? Is it discolored? Is it anemic in any way? If you need more myelin sheath material, please hold out your right hand and ask for the myelin sheath material now to be placed in your right hand. And as it is now poured into your right hand, take that myelin sheath material and coat those neurons. Coat them now. Just go to work as if you were a plasterer, repairing some cracks, some weaknesses, some thinning, some soakiness that doesn't need to be there around your most precious neurons. And as you're doing this work, what about the integrity of the neurons themselves? Do they have all that they need to be able to do the work that they need to do in this place in your body? Do your neurons have all the nourishment that they need? If not, hold up your left hand now and ask that whatever nourishment is necessary to be able to bring your neurons back into full balance and harmony be placed into your left hand now. And then apply that substance to the neurons. You can work very quickly, since all of this is with intention. Literally coat whatever is necessary. Nourish your neurons with whatever they need that is lacking now. Now look around at the muscles and the tissues that are connected to the neurons. And just observe, are they unusually stressed and tight and taut? Or are they loose and relaxed? If they're tight and taut, obviously they're stressed. Hold up your right hand now and ask for some material to be placed in your right hand that will relax those taut tissues now. Allow those tissues to be soothed with that material now. Observe now the bones that are located here in this contiguous area, if there are any bones located. What do you observe? What do you see? Is there any crustiness there? Are there any bumps and abrasions? Some people call that arthritis. Other people have other names. Does some of that need to be sanded and smoothed? Then with your left hand, ask for some sandpaper and smooth those bumps and abrasions and wounds away so that those bones become smooth. And with your intention, you can do that quickly and smoothly and effortlessly. Is there cartilage that is needed where you are now positioned inside your body? With your right hand, ask for cartilage to be placed in the palm of your right hand. And just as a surgeon would do, apply that cartilage now to precisely where it is needed to coat the surface of
your bone. So look around in the neighborhood, do a little tour, and ask, what is needed here in my body now? Whatever that substance might be that is needed to be able to heal this place in your body, hold out one of your hands, either the right or the left. Ask that that material be placed into your hand, and then apply that material where it is needed. And part of you may be wondering, how in the world could this work? The answer is, we're working actually with frequencies. And you're calling in the frequencies that your body needs in this particular place in order to come back into full balance and harmony. There are frequencies lacking, and so with your intention, you are applying the frequencies that are needed by your body in this place at this time. Look around and ask, what else is needed? Is there sufficient water? If not, make a note to yourself. I need to be drinking more water. I need to be more attentive to hydration. Check out the blood cells. Do they look anemic or well nourished? Are you giving them enough oxygen? Check it out. Look now. You might have to turn that flashlight out a little bit brighter to see the true color of those blood vessels now. If you do need more oxygen, make a mental note to yourself. Breathing is imperative for you to be able to heal this place in your body at this time. What about the white blood cells? Do you have enough? Check it out. And if your sense is that you don't, put out one of your hands. Ask for those white blood cells to be placed into the cup of your hand. And place those into your bloodstream now. Is there debris anywhere in the neighborhood that you're now hanging out in, inside your body? Do you need to do a little cleanup? Is there waste that can't exit? And call in a vacuum, a super commercial vacuum, and vacuum up whatever debris and waste and infection and in bacteria and virus may be present in this place in your body. Vacuum it up. Vacuum it up everywhere where you see there to be evidence of entities, bacteria, virus, living creatures that are literally sucking your life force. Vacuum them up in your commercial vacuum. With your intention, it doesn't take that long. And then with both hands, pick up your commercial vacuum and literally hand it over to some magical entities that will take it out of your body and release and empty whatever waste might be present out into the ethers of the universe. Still inside, check around and ask, what now does this place in my body still need? What's lacking? what is still deficient. You may not have a name for it. Doesn't really matter. Just get a sense of it, because what you're getting is a sense of the frequency that's missing, and call that now in to this place in your body. Call that frequency in to nurture the cells and the tissues of your body. So that this place can come back to full balance and harmony. Walk about wherever you're called to now inside, performing whatever surgeries you need to perform. If tissues are torn, sew them up. If there are anomalies in the structure of the muscles or the bones or the body in any way, then repair them now, just as a surgeon would repair them. You can do it yourself as you are focused and clear with the intention of helping this place in your body come back into full balance and harmony. Everything here is available to you to help your body heal. We're doing this through clear intention, calling in what is necessary to be able to execute a full and a wholesome and an immediate release of whatever might be held in the tissues now, and a nourishment of what those tissues need to be able to relax in to the essence of who they are, so that you can fold in to the magnificence of who you are. Shine your flashlight now through all the nooks and crannies, using this very same skill to hold out a hand and to call in whatever material might be necessary. You may not have a clue exactly what you're calling in. Certainly, scientists have very specific names for some of this, but we don't need to bother with that. All we need to do is to get a sense that something is missing that needs to be present, and with our intention, call it in. Observe again how much space is present inside this place of your body. When we're on the outside looking in, it feels like we're solid. When we're on the inside looking around with a flashlight, it becomes eminently clear that we are full of much more space and openness than we are of actual physical tissue. Looking around with your flashlight, asking what's here, and getting whatever information needs to come to you now about this place in your body that needs your love and attention now. As you nourish yourself, as you give to yourself what it is that you need to be able to manifest your destiny. Feeling now within your very, very small body a sense of accomplishment. For you have worked miracles in this place of your body on this day, at this time, using your focused intention to heal and to recover. Know in your heart there is nothing that can stop you from making this happen, for the natural condition of the body is to be always in full balance and harmony. It is the unnatural condition to be otherwise. Are you done with your repair work now? If not, do a little tidying up and ask what else might be necessary here. What other repairs are needed? No outside surgical skills are necessary here. You have all of the ability that is needed to accomplish the repair work that is needed in your body in this place at this time. You are all that you need to be. No more training is necessary. No more understanding is necessary. No more resources are necessary, for all of the resources that you need to help your body come back into full balance and harmony are available to you now in this moment. Accept the truth of this now. Know you and only you have the power to heal yourself by asking it be done now. And as your small self, be sure to take a breath of oxygen. Pat yourself on the back. Pick up your chair if you created one. Look about with your flashlight with a great deal of satisfaction, for what you see now in this neighborhood are tissues that are healthy. What you see now is a body that is ready to do the work of the day that you ask of it. It's time now to beam yourself out of this place in your body. So with your intention, simply beam yourself out now. Flop out. It happens instantly because you dissolve yourself inside, and then magically you reappear in material form outside your body. Although of microscopic size now, with your intention, flash yourself up to become bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. As you become the size of an infant, of a small child, of a teenager growing with some pains and angsts, up to the size of your adult body, as you merge back in to the physical body that you have just entered inside, becoming whole, becoming one, becoming center within the knowing of your soul, the knowing that full balance and harmony is a question of willing it to be so, because it is the natural state of who we are as human beings in bodies. Take a breath now that you're back to yourself, to your full self. Hold it for 3 seconds. Let it out. Note how you feel now differently. Accept the healing that you have just given to yourself. As a gift to yourself, which you can always give at any time, in any place, and for any reason. When we know how to activate the ability to heal ourselves, all imbalances will come back into full harmony. Feel free to apply this very same sequence of questions to any place in your body that calls out to you. So as one place begins to feel a great deal better, if you need to focus your attention on another, do so and take great amazement at what is possible by literally activating a clear intention to heal yourself. The world needs your talents. The world needs your abilities. The world needs your gifts. We all await patiently for you to come into all of who you are. We await your creative energies. We await the gifts that you are about to unfold for all of the rest of us. This self-healing is from Parkinson's Recovery and Robert Rogers. Good day.